We're back on with DNR wildlife biologist Brian Roll out of the Marquette office, and thank you again for more of your time, Brian.
No problem.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, get your take on things. We talked a lot about the three-tiered system based on snowfall zones throughout the UP and how that has affected licenses and possibilities of taking antlerless deer. And now I'd like to talk about feeding regulations, and maybe you could kind of delineate what the difference is this year versus last year and years prior.
Yeah, so there were some slight modifications, really not going to be too big of a deal for most folks in the Upper Peninsula. So the changes that occurred at the NRC meeting to feeding are you will no longer need to get a permit to supplementally feed deer. The rules are still in place. You have to be a quarter mile from a paved road and so far from agricultural, so you're not causing problems by congregating deer. Those kinds of things. All those things stay in place. You just don't need to get a permit anymore. The big change that actually occurred, though, was for recreational feeding. So those are the folks that just want to view some deer. They're not putting out much. So it used to say that you could put out not more than 2 gallons at any one time. And what that changed to is now it's 2 gallons per 24-hour period. We are having some problems because there's no disqualifications for recreational feeding, and we are having folks feed deer, and you know, if the deer came and ate, they just put out more food, and you start getting 50 deer next to a paved road, and that starts to cause a traffic hazard. So that's the big change there, is that if you are going to recreationally feed, it's 2 gallons for a day.
All right, well, now I'd like to move toward a discussion on wolves and wolf management in Michigan. Obviously, we're interested in how things will affect wolves here in the Upper Peninsula. And maybe you could give us an update of where we're at with the wolf management plan, and then we'll talk about the advisory council.
Sure. So the wolf management plan, we are starting the process to update that management plan. And one of the first steps in that is getting our wolf public attitude survey done. And so the last time we did that was actually 2005, so the data we have from that is quite dated. So that'll be part of our first step that we're getting rolling, and that should be coming out pretty soon. And that's going to go out to 10,000 different Michigan residents. It will be a weighted survey so that no one region ends up with more say than any of the other regions. So I hear that a lot, that, well, you know, you should have to live in the UP, but yeah, remember, we are part of Michigan, and everybody will have a say. And like I said, it'll be weighted so that no one region of the state outweighs any of the other regions.
So just for clarification, what you're saying is the population-dense areas of Michigan aren't necessarily going to dictate management of wolves in Michigan.
Exactly. That's exactly what we want to prevent, is that we want to get a weighted survey so that we get a good representation of the citizens of Michigan. Obviously, with the population centers in Lower Michigan, you could get a skewed result if you're not careful on how you send out that survey.
We're talking with wildlife biologist Brian Roll from the DNR office in Marquette. And let's talk a little bit about the Wolf Advisory Council, which used to be called the Wolf Roundtable, right?
Yes, yeah. So under the law, once wolves are delisted, it dictates that we establish a Wolf Advisory Council. And that process just started in the beginning of February, and there was actually a request for 240-some folks wanted applications. And last I heard, there were roughly about 100 applications actually submitted. So that due date was February 5th, and the members of the Wolf Advisory Council is picked by the director of the DNR. There are some dictations in the law on who we have to have at least one representative from. So I don't really know what the makeup of the whole advisory council will be, but there will be folks that have hunting interests, livestock interests, animal advocacy, tribal interests, just to name a few. So there will be a fairly large representation on that Wolf Advisory Council.
Well, Brian, keep us posted as things move forward with the Wolf Management Plan and the Advisory Council. And thank you so much for your time today. It's always great to talk to you.
No problem, man. I'm anytime. You know it.
DNR wildlife biologist Brian Roll, and this is The Outdoor Show.